Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Go get him, Eric. I love all our corners, don't get me wrong, but go get him, Eric.
Have you got a chance to talk to Jair about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up. You never know with Jair. That's my boy, man.
Lamar Jackson talking about Jair Alexander, now former Green Bay Packer cornerback. Contract impasse led to his leaving Lambeau Field. This guy's a high-level player, but a lot of injury issues going on throughout his career, which is one of the reasons why I guess Green Bay didn't want to commit to him big time financially. Still young, still in the prime of his career age-wise. And Lamar, teammate of Alexander's at Louisville, at the collegiate level, saying, we heard him. Go get him, Eric. I mean, chances of that happening are what? And secondly, based on what you've seen with the young cornerbacks, is there really a need for a Jair Alexander right now?
Yeah, the young quarterback. The thing is, if you go get an Alexander type, it's got to be like a lot of incentive-based, you know, about games played, because you're worried about the injury. So you got to protect yourself in that one. But, you know, like T.J. Tampa made a hell of a play on an interception in the end zone yesterday. Made a hell of a play, you know, and he's playing well. Armour Davis is playing well. That's another guy healthy, you know. I mean, he's got to stay healthy. Maybe this year is the year. Now, Reuben Lowry. Who's Reuben Lowry? Number 30. He's an undrafted free agent. He's 5'9", 204 out of Tennessee, Chattanooga. He's got great feet, change of direction. He's been making plays. He's been showing up. He has been showing up, and that's the thing about it is otherwise, you don't know who number 30. You know, if you got to go down and look and say, who's 30, he did something good. You know, and 30 is showing up. Kyle Hamilton looks real good. You know, I mean, he looks good. You know, I mean, he's not a young player. But Malachi Starks, we talked about him earlier, Bob. I love him. I think he's going to be tremendous. And, you know, he was defensive rookie of the year. Would not shock me, because I think he's going to have a ton of interceptions and his instincts and all those things. And that's the same with Tampa. They both have great ball instincts. They're both got length. You know, both will hit. I think both are going to be players for them this year.
Again, why did Tampa fall to the fourth round?
Speed. He had, like, after, like, prior to the combine, Bob, he had, like, the groin surgery, you know, and then he ran, like, 4.52 or whatever, and he wasn't totally healthy here at camp, and I'm guessing that's why he fell to the fourth, because 4.52, they're saying a corner, you know, how do you cover at 4.52? So that's the thing. And another guy who made a real nice interception yesterday was Simpson. You know, which anything that Simpson's doing good, we're going to talk about, because made a nice interception on Lamar, made a hell of a play. Jake Hummel dropped one right in his hands, dropped it. I said, Jake, you fit in well, you know, but those are a couple guys that, you know, made some plays, you know, on the ball. And I talked about it earlier. I mean, Kyle Van Noy, Bob. Kyle Van Noy, you watch him out there in the drills and stuff, and he's helping everybody else. Like, they were running some stunts and stuff, and he's telling, like, the tackle and everything exactly how you have to do it. I mean, you know, you got to go here because I'm coming here kind of stuff. I mean, it was just impressive to me watching him teach that guy. And that's why he gets double-digit sacks every year, because he's so smart, so aware, you know, and everything. Oh, Adam Schefter.
Yeah, hold on. We've got Happy coincidence here. We were just talking about Jair Alexander, and Nolan McGraw was in my ear with the, we need a breaking news, like, dun, 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 something like that. But Nolan McGraw We've got breaking news.
Yeah, he's here and he's already signed. I mean, I'm staring at a picture of him in the contract room.
They're hugging. I'm looking at a lot of hugging going
on. They snuck him in here under the cover of night. Nothing about it. It didn't take long at all. So we heard Lamar yesterday. He urged it. He wanted it. He's already here. He's already signed.
I'm guessing Lamar already knew. He was probably here yesterday taking a physical or working out or whatever. But, yeah, good for them. So now, you know, that kind of tells you a little bit.
Awuzie
looks just okay at best.
So Jair Alexander signed, sealed, and delivered to the Ravens just like that. Lamar said, go get him. He got him. Told Eric DaCosta. Hey, Lamar, tell Eric to get Bob Haney $10 million.
Yes.
Just for the hell of it. See if he'll he'll acquiesce to that. But now he comes in. What young guy feels the squeeze? Because we're going to assume Jair Alexander's coming in here to play a prominent, health permitting, prominent role in this defense.
I'm saying, Bob, the rookies. The rookies are, you know, Langerbeam and Cone.
Kone.
I think they're going to feel it because there was, and we had just talked about it, you know, when you mention all the names, a lot of inexperience there. So Jair brings, you know, instant credibility and stuff back there. And if he can stay healthy, he will probably, if he can stay healthy, probably replaces Armour Davis on the outside when Marlon Humphrey moves on the inside, then Armour Davis and Tampa are your two backup corners.
Does this discourage the young guys, though, knowing that they brought in someone, in theory, to take their place on the depth chart? Yeah, you got to keep your spirits up here. And
yeah,
you know, for Armour Davis, speaking of injuries, a guy that's dealt with nothing but injuries in his
career. Yeah, the thing about it is, Bob, I mean, you can't worry about what they get drafted in, fourth, fifth round, or fifth, sixth round, and you got a team that's ready to go win the Super Bowl. You can't worry about hurt feelings. This is a business right now, and you got to put and Eric's doing his job. He's putting the best people on the field, and you know, we'll see. I mean, they've got opportunities to step up. I mean, all right, you got all the training camp, you got three preseason games, you got a practice game against Washington. Show that you belong. And you know what? If nothing else, here's what's going to happen too, Bob, is if you're another team looking at the Ravens and everybody's healthy in those preseason games, you're looking at Ravens got a lot of extra corners. You know, if you need a corner, you're going to watch the Ravens because they can't keep them all.
Hey, Wonder Pill meet with the media later today. Jair Alexander.
Probably. They're defensive guys today.
Because John Harbaugh is going to be up there with the mic in his face. Real quick, it's NFL lunch. Jair Alexander signs with the Ravens. It's official. They have pictures of it. If you don't believe us, you know, go to BaltimoreRavens.com. Check it out for yourself. You talk about the defensive guys that got your attention. Anybody on offense that's done the same, maybe in particular some of these young wideouts brought into the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The equation.
Well, I mean, Bob, the young guys, I thought they did a nice job, but Zay Flowers was like spectacular. I mean, he was so fast, so explosive, just snatching the ball, running great routes. You know, and D-Hop, the other one, Bob, I mean, he's over there running sprints. I mean, those guys like, and Bate too. The starting guys really jumped out at me because they looked fast, they looked explosive, they were snatching balls, no drop balls. Precise routes. I mean, they look damn good.
Now, Anthony Miller's not a young guy. He's 30 years old, been in the league for 5 years, but, you know, he's making an impression.
Yes, he is. And he's back there returning punts and stuff too, Bob. So he's got some quickness. He's got some Zay-like traits because he's small like that. He's 5'9". He's not as quick or as explosive, but he's got quickness and explosiveness. He's going to be in the hunt. He'll be in the hunt.
NFL Lunch. Vinny's on his way now to One Winning Drive. Find out what's happening. What's all the buzz with the Ravens out there at the Castle? Vinny, I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, you will. Nope. And I'll text you, Bob, like who's when I get out there, I'll text you who's talking.
Excellent. American League East report coming up next. What happened in the Orioles division? Their win is off also a big thing we'll get into. But what else happened in the AL East last night? Look at the schedule today. Updated look at the standings. And Chris Boombacha, USA Today, talks about NFL with him. What does he think of Jair Alexander coming to Baltimore, adding yet another stud to an already stud-worthy team?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.